we're speaking about if Ritzichas Derech Shabbos, which means if Bezdin could kill someone on Shabbos, if the guy is Chayav Misa, so we said Ritzichas not Derech Shabbos. We're going to get that's going to be this Gemara today. Yeah. So the Gemara said that, we ended up the Gemara, 7 lines on the top or something, that Ritzicha Techia, Shadechas Avaida Veinu Dechas HaShabbos. Ritzicha is Dechas Avaida, which means if the guy, the Kayin, wants to go ahead and do Avaida, so he's Dechad Avaida, and still not Dechas HaShabbos.
If he kills somebody.
If he kills some, yeah, we don't kill him. Yeah. So, right, oh,
you no, mean, we pull him off the Mizbeach.
Right, if Bezdin wants to kill him, yeah. So now, what does it mean? We don't pull him off on the Mizbeach itself. We don't pull him off. Right? That's what Rashi says. You don't pull him off on the Mizbeach. It just means that if you want, Rashi says before, Shema Yekayin Yitzeach V'reitz Alavayt. So we tell him, no, don't go work. We stop him from going to work. So what's the chiddush? I mean, since he wants to go work, you would think that you let him go work?
The Rav Kainim, why is it called Daichim?
Right. You're helping my question. What's the tzad that we need Kilo Gzeis HaKasav that you take him away from the Mizbeach? On the Mizbeach itself, you don't take him away. If he wanted to go work, we tell him, no, don't go work on the Mizbeach. Come, we're going to kill you now. What's the tzad now?
He's already chayav misa at this point.
Oh, so what do you want to say?
Is he chayav or is he only going to Ludin? If
right.
He don't kill Ludin, then...
So Samash is telling you that it's not the pshat that the guy is already chai. It's v'reitzel ladin, v'vi'inayzel lidin bebezin. It's just fact, no? The fact that he's going to din, that's the chiddush.
Yeah, I would think, you're innocent of proving guilty.
Right, exactly. Take me to din, then take me to din tomorrow. What's your rush to take me today? So that would tell you that even that. Okay, fine. Because it says, Akhti Gemara, Ritzicha gufa titches Shabbos. Fakat. Maybe Ritzicha itself should push up Shabbos, and Bezdin should be able to kill on Shabbos. Mikav HaChayim, from Mikav HaChayim. Ma Avayda Shadaych Es Shabbos. Ritzicha Daych Es. Avayda, like we said yesterday, Avayda, that means you do Kabbonis on Shabbos. And still, Ritzicha is Daych Es. Ritzicha is Daych Avayda, which means Ritzicha is stronger than Avayda. And Ritzicha, you kill someone not to do the Avayda. Shanema, Mizbechani Tikechan Olamos. We stop him from going with the Mizbeach. We take him, we kill him, to go, and stop him from going to Mizbeach. Shabbos, Shanidchas, and the Avayda, Shabbos, which gets pushed off from Avayda, ain't a din shayate, Ritzicha, Derech Ha'is, isn't it a Kolshken? The Ritzicha should be stronger. So again, if Ritzicha gets, the Gemara is asking, why is Ritzicha getting pushed off Shabbos? You see that Ritzicha is stronger than Avayda, and Avayda is stronger than Shabbos, so Kolshken and Ritzicha should be stronger than Shabbos.
These are two different
Ritzichas
we're talking about, I'm saying.
No. We're both talking about Bezdin killing.
One is telling him not to do something, Ritzichas don't.
Therefore,
they're doing
him to
kill him.
It
just means you just tell him not to do the Mitzvah.
And we stop from doing that
Avodah. But we don't see that you kill him. We don't see you do any. There's no Avodah. There's nothing that was done, the Maisa that was done.
No, but we see that we push off Avodah. That means Ritzichas is stronger than Avodah. We down a person, and we could kill him, and we push off the Avodah. So Kolshken Shabbos, and Shabbos is less than Avodah. So Kolshken Ritzicha should be able to push off Shabbos, and Bezdin should be able to kill the person on Shabbos. So that's the picha. That's the picha. So the Gemara Amarava, no, Kva Paska Tana Be'er B'Shemal. This is already that we learned that from Tana Be'er B'Shemal that it's not Derech Shabbos. That Ritzicha is not Derech Shabbos. Tana Be'er B'Shemal says in Pasuk LeShavayish B'Chomesh V'Secha. Ma Tamud Loi Ma. I mean, it says like this. It says that Lo Sasaka Malacha, we learn out 39 Malachas, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Why does the Pasuk go ahead and exclude and say special that don't burn? On Shabbos. Matam Adlaim, Ila Rabbi Yaisi, Ivaz Rabbi Yaisi, Lalav Yat. Fakhtimah, Matam Adlaim, what's it coming to tell you? What do you mean it's coming to tell you? We know there's a famous Braisa. Ila Rabbi Yaisi, Lalav Yat, Ila Rabbi Nasan, Lachalak Yat. That means, this is Rashim Vayakel, right? That the machlokes, Rabbi Yosi says that the reason why it's coming to tell you Eish, it's coming to tell you that all 39 malachas, all 38 malachas, you get skila. This 39th malacha of Eish only gets a lav and doesn't get skila. Ile Abnasin lechalik yatzis. Abnasin holds that it's coming to teach you that how do you know if maybe if you do all 39 melachas behalam echad you get one misa? How do you know that you get
one
each
car,
one? Carbs, yeah, carbon,
carbon. Carbon.
Yeah.
You can only kill a person.
Exactly, once. Right. So, yeah, it means one misa, but obviously you only kill a person once. It's for shogeg, for carb. So you would think that you only get one for all 39. Kamash malon, the Sevayu Eish, to teach you, excludes the Sevayu Eish, to teach you that each malacha is a chalak yotzis, gets its own. Kidatanya, like written in Brahis, Havar, the lav yotzis, the Bibb, the Yotzi, and that's the name of the chalak yotzis. Say, Vazayfek, the Gemara. So what do you mean? What's the Sevayu Eish? What's Rabbi Shmuel coming to say? The Sevayu Eish, the Matam Alayma, what do you mean? It's coming to teach you. We have Machlaik. It's either it's coming to teach you Rabbi Nelson or Rabbi Yaisi. The Chalak Yatz or Lav Yatz. So what was the question? Elam, what?
Gemara was trying to say
we're in middle of a memory. Rabbi Shmuel came and asked the question. Why did he say the Sevayu Eish? What do you mean? What's your question? We know it's Machlaik. It's Rabbi Yaisi. It's Rabbi Nelson. What it is for? Ella. So what was the question? Tana Meshava is Kashale. The end of the pasuk says, "Leisavaru Eis Bechal Meshav Seichem." What's the word Meshav Seichem? Meshavas. Meshavas Matamad Laima. Meshavas means that Sayan Arts and Sayan Chutz La'Arts. Mechdi. Why would you think not? Shabbos Chayvus Agufi. Shabbos is a chiyuv on the body. Chayvus Aguf Neheg is Bein Ba'Arts Bein Chutz La'Arts. Chayvus Aguf is Neheg in Sayan Arts and Sayan Chutz La'Arts. So Meshavas the Kasev Rechman Olamali. Why do we need the pasuk that says, the word that says, my Shabbos? So that's a Rashi. Rashi says, my Shabbos kakashle le tana. This is what the Tana Hashvev. That's where Bishmal came along and said, what do we need it for? Because whenever it says, my Shabbos, bala lamed, it's coming to teach you, b'chal makim, wherever you live. Shatim yashim. Ulahavi chutzlaats, and to be ma'a b'chutzlaats. Chayvas agufi, Shabbos is chayvas aguf, chayvam utalas ala adam. It's a chiv that's mutal on the person of any metalis ala karka. It's not mutal on the ground. You got mitzvah shvius, like Shemitah. Or vale al peyes karka. It's not mutal on the fruit of the ground. You got arla, kalayim, vetrumas, vmaisis, vetanam peyek kama de kedushin, kol mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Anything that's tali on the ground, kalayim ala karka, peyesov, ena nehegis el ba'aretz. That's something which is noig only in Eretz Yisrael. Vechol she'enet tluya ba'karka, anything that's not dependent on the ground, bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz, v'yalaf ma'vedazar. So that has to do with Tzai Ha'at, Tzai Chutz La'at. So if so, so what would be the tzad that we need to say Meshvei Seichem in this pasuk to teach you that Meshvei Seichem, what do you mean? We understand that Shabbos is Chayvus Aguf. Chayvus Aguf, there's no reason to think that it should be Dafkin Ha'at or Chutz La'at. Right? So why does the pasuk need to go ahead and say Meshvei Seichem? So Meshavah is the Kasa Rachman Alamali. Why does the pasuk need to go ahead? It's a regular malacha Shabbos. Shabbos is chayvus aguf. There's no tzad in the world that you should need dafka. That you would think dafka Eretz Yisrael. Why you think that the Torah was only given to Eretz Yisrael rather not? So the Gemara Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad. It's a different Rabbi Shmuel said Mishum Talmud Echad. Mufisha Nema. Since it says ki yeh beish chait mishpat maves v'humas. If a person does a chait, so we kill him. So you would think Shemei ani bein mechal bein b'Shabbos. You would think Bezdin could kill him. Sai in the weekday and Sai in Shabbos. So therefore, Zvaha ma'amni mekayim mechalah ma'asumas. And what is mechalah ma'asumas? It means it's two psukim. There's one pasuk that says ki b'ish chet mishmat maves v'humas. We kill a person even on Shabbos. Then it says mechalah ma'asumas that if you do any malacha on Shabbos, we kill you. So what's that talking about? It's mashma. Even if Bezdin kills someone. Anyone that does any malacha gets killed. B'sha'a malachas, what does that mean? That's only going by other malachas, chutz from Mrs. Bezdin. But Bezdin would be allowed to kill you on Shabbos. So again, we have two psukim. We have one pasuk that says that we kill a person. Mishpat mavas v'humas. V'humas would mean we kill him. It's ma'aba. Sai b'chal, sai b'shabbos. Aye, it says, m'chala, ma'asumas, you're not allowed to do any malacha on Shabbos, even Bezdin. No, it excludes Bezdin. Other people aren't allowed to do malachas. Bezdin is allowed to kill someone on Shabbos. Oy einay, or maybe afilu mitzvah bezdin. Mechalah ma'asumas means that anyone that kills, even if bezdin kills, gets killed for it. Umani mekayim v'humas. So what does it mean v'humas? We just learned that v'humas is bein b'chayil bein b'shabbos. The bezdin could kill bein b'chayil b'shabbos. B'chayil avalei b'shabbos. No, v'humas means b'chayil avalei b'shabbos. Oy einay afilu b'shabbos. No, maybe it's b'shabbos. So umasupik, what's going on? Could bezdin kill on Shabbos? Can't bezdin kill on Shabbos? So therefore, we have the pasuk list of areis b'chamach v'seichem. It says in the pasuk b'chamach v'seichem. Ulahalan, what's much v'seichem mean? Ulahalan, when I'm later on, it says, "V'ya'ila lechem lechukas mishpat l'dayseichem b'chamach v'seichem." Over there, it's talking about the pashas reitzchem that by Mrs. Bezdin. So much v'seichem is going on Bezdin. Mama shavus amalahalan Bezdin. Just like over there, when it says the word mashavus means Bezdin, not mashavus, avon kam Bezdin. Over here, so too over here, the word Meshvesechem means, it's talking about Bezin. V'hamer Achmona, L'savar Yisrael B'chol Meshvesechem. So the Pasuk is good for telling you, L'savar Yisrael B'chol Meshvesechem, even Bezin can't kill on Shabbos. Don't do any malachas on Shabbos.
What does the Pasuk of L'savar Yisrael B'chol Meshvesechem tell you the Bezin can't kill? How do you know from that Pasuk the Bezin can't kill?
That, any,
you even know Seifa, that you're talking about a
Bezin. Even Seifa. Bezin can't kill through Seifa.
Right, you know from this pasuk that it could refer to a bezin.
Right.
How do you know from this pasuk that it's coming to tell you that a bezin can't kill on Shabbos?
What's in a gay bezin? The guy of a bezin killing. What else in a gay bezin? Bezin killing strafe. Bezin killing strafe. It's about ish. Strafe of bezin can't be done on Shabbos.
Okay, but
how about skila? You mean chenek?
Yeah.
No, we're telling you that bezin is included in this lab.
The pasuk of the pasuk is telling the hamaynam don't go ahead and light a candle on Shabbos.
Right. Now what's b'chamash v'seichem? What's those extra?
So
words?
Now I know that it's talking about bezin.
Bezin also. So what's bezin again? Why is bezin different than anyone else? Well, it's Mrs. Bezin. What type of Mrs. Bezin? Sreifa. But Akapanim says, see that Mrs. Bezin can't be done on Shabbos.
Shikul far-fetched. No.
Why? I mean, it's the skila, or you mean?
It's not the main end. The pasuk has nothing to do with bezin killing people.
It has to do with bezin because it says Meshvesech. It's about Ish B'chol Meshvesech. So we know it has to do with bezin. Bezin what? No?
Yeah. Meaning the pasuk has nothing to do with Mrs. Bezin.
Right, it's not Mrs. Bezin. No, whenever there's an extra word.
Right, it's a drasha. The only reason you're dashing is because you know that it's referring to a Bezin.
No.
Meshvesech.
Oh, because Meshvesech.
Yeah.
Right. You mean you would want to say that maybe it means Bezin came, right?
No,
what
I'm
do you mean?
The pasuk has nothing to do with what we're trying to find a pasuk somewhere in the Torah that tells us the bezin can't kill somebody on Shabbos.
Right.
So I found the extra pasuk by Hilchas Shabbos.
Right, and there's extra words.
And extra words. I'm saying that it refers
so that
to that
word.
But why?
Refers to that Gzei Shava, which is Sechem always means bezin. So now.
Yeah, but why? Meaning, it's like there's no reason that it should refer to.
Well, we always have these drashas in the land. So extra word teaches you.
Okay.
No. I would ask you a question that maybe, who says killing? Maybe it should be writing. Maybe Bezin could kill. I'm saying that's the answer. I'm just saying. I thought he was going to ask. So that maybe only Sreifa, maybe Skil they could do.
Right.
It's a fire. We're talking about fire. We're not talking about anything else.
Right, but once you have one. Then
once you have one, then we're saying, right, Bezin's excluded. Yeah. Okay, Zaktimar, Omer by Hashta the Amit Ein Ritzicha Dechas Shabbos. So now what are we saying? The Bezin can't kill on Shabbos. So we shall learn out so to Ein Yitzicha Deiches Avayda. Bezin shouldn't be at the push of Avayda Mikav HaChayim. Why? Umash, go the other way. Umash Shabbos and Nitches Mnei Avayda. Just like Shabbos is pushed off Avayda. Ein Yitzicha Deiches. Yitzicha is not Deiches. Shabbos. Avayda Shei Deiches Shabbos. Avayda which is stronger than Shabbos. Ein Adin Shalai Tehei Yitzicha Deiches. So too, Yitzicha shouldn't push it off. Again. We know, what do we know? We know that, now that we know that Shabbos gets pushed off for Yitzicha, so we know that Yitzicha is stronger than Shabbos. And we know Avayda is stronger than Shabbos, because we know we bring Kabbonis in Shabbos. So, if you make the math, so come at Yitzicha is stronger than Shabbos, Avayda is stronger than Shabbos, Yitzicha should not push off Avayda, forget, Yitzicha should push off Avayda, because Yitzicha is stronger than Shabbos, and Avayda is stronger than and Shabbos, and therefore Yitzchak should push off Avayda, and we shouldn't go ahead and tell the guy not to go ahead, and was it not to go ahead? We tell Bezin not to stop the guy from going to Avayda, and
yeah,
we.
But there we have a pasuk.
Oh, that's the most question.
Can we just make them equal?
That's the most question.
Can we just make them equal?
It's strong.
Yitzchak is not Deicha Shabbos, and Avayda is not Deicha Shabbos.
Yeah.
They're both not Deicha Shabbos, so why would Yitzchak be Deicha Avayda? I mean,
they're
equal now, right?
No. Again, Umar Shabbos and Nitzchus Bnei Avayda. Shabbos gets pushed off from Avayda. Means Avayda is stronger than Shabbos. Ein Yitzicha Deiches. Avayda Shu Deiches is Shabbos. Ein Yitzicha Deiches. Ela Hadach Siv Mizchen Ad Lamas. It says, the Maaseh, it says a case that we take him away from Bezin. When do we take him away from the Mizbech? Ahula kaben yachid laydachi shamus. That's dafka talking about. He wants to do a kaben yachid. He wants to bring his own neda, his own nedava, his own whatever chatas.
So there you don't have the kavachim.
Right. So there you don't have the kavachim. So therefore, that's when it says take him away from the mizbech. But a carbon tzibur where you do have the kavachim, then you won't take him away from the mizbech. And so make an afkamina. He tells Bezin, oh, if I want to be in part of carbon tzibur, we tell him, okay, go ahead with it. But if you want to be carbon yachid, we tell you don't go ahead with it.
Why does the Gemara want to achieve this?
We're not really looking so much to achieve. We want to know the truth. We have kavachaymas. We know there's psukim, so we want to work everything out. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, if you're going to say this, loy tehei ritzicha deicha kavin yachid mikavachaymas. No, I'll still be stuck. If you're going to say this, I'll make a ritzicha should not be deicha a kavin yachid, and the guy should go ahead and do kavin yachid also. Why? Because I'll bring it for somebody else. Ma yantiv shenitchem ne kavin yachid. Yantiv that gets pushed off from a carbon yachid ain't ritzicha deicha. Yantiv is, which, what does that mean? That means yantiv is stronger, carbon yachid is stronger than yantiv. Because on yantiv, you can bring nedarim v'nedavos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring your own nedarim v'nedavos. Yantiv, you come to the mizbech, or the regular, whatever it is, you could bring nedarim v'nedavos. So that means that avoid is stronger than yantiv. Ain't ritzicha deicha, still ritzicha is not deicha. A carbon yachid, like we said, mim is mechid kechendolamis, and we push it off. Yachid shudaychas a yantiv carbon yachid shudaychas a yantiv carbon yachid. Which the ain adin shleite ritzicha daicha is says a kolshkein that ritzicha should not push off. Ritzicha shouldn't be strong. That means that again, ritzicha and it pushes off a carbon yachid. So again, ritzicha goes ahead. Yantiv gets pushed off a carbon yachid, right? That means kabanis is stronger than, even a carbon yachid is stronger than yantiv, right? So that means, and so avoida is stronger than yantiv. And if a carbon yachid is stronger than avoida, kolshken should be stronger than yantiv, and we should be able to kill on yantiv.
So, why are you allowed to bring a carbon yantiv? Is it because of eichel nefesh?
Yeah.
So maybe that should be a reason not to.
No. You can bring anything. You can bring anything. Yeah. So the Mahani Chalamanda Amad. This is good. A good question. Let the man Amad in the Dama and the Davis Kevin beyond. It'll be good if you hold it. No, you can't push off. It's a Machlekes and Beit. Elamanda Amad the Dama and the Davis Kevin beyond. If you hold it, you could bring a carbon yachid. So we're stuck. So where's Imiz Bechita Kan Lamos? Zakti Gemara, Ella Amayava, Lay me by you, the man, the Amin, the Dam, and the Davos, Kevin Biyantiv. Lay me by you that you hold Kevin Biyantiv, the whole Miskai, Miz Bechikla. You can't, obviously, you can't say it's a Kavachim. It's a very nice Kavachim, but the Pasuk goes connected, so you can't say it. Ella, for the man, the Amin, the Dam, and the Davos, ain't Kevin Biyantiv. And you would use Miz Bechikla, like we said earlier, that that's for Kabin Yachin, not for Kabin Tziba. But Aksib, Miz Bechik. And we dash him, Miz Bechik, I'm a Yuchid Li. Something which is a Yuchid, Tamid. Tamid's a carbon tzibur, and still it says me mizbechi. What's mizbechi? Me mizbech. It says me mizbechi to teach you mizbech amiyuchedli, which is tamid. So and still you see the pasuk is goofy coming to teach you va'me'achman mizbechi techan alamas. Then know that we always take away from the mizbech and say carbon yachid, say carbon tzibur, and take away all your kavachaymas, make a kavachaym behind with a morgan. But lemaisa, the pasuk teaches you not like that.
What am I asking from Yachid? Yachid can bring it tomorrow. If you take away the car now, he'll bring it tomorrow.
He wants to. Let's say he wants to.
So it's after the car staying.
So
unless you can wear it from here, you don't say after the car staying.
Yeah. We say that it doesn't matter. Right now, he wants to do it. We obey him. We listen to him. We tell him to do it.
So I'm talking about where there's no other car.
Okay, no, so.
So by Tzibur, you're going to lose out, but by Yachid, you can wait for tomorrow.
He wants to bring it today. I don't have to push it. Gash Yalam Rav Al Koch Asim Im Mizbechi VeAkrei the Kavachaim. He took it out of the Kavachaim. Beim Kamin Yachid, Beim Kamin Tzibur. Let me buy the man I'm craving. The Kivin the Kamin Yachid Daichi Yantiv. He asks the Midrash Kavachaim. Let me suck him Mizbechi Klal. You're not going to have. We have to put Mizbechi Bchlal. Al Koch LeSidrash Kavachaim VeAsakra VeAkrei. And the pasuk came and was Aikir. Fill the man Dama. We could look at the Kavachaim Kamin Yachid. You really could have said a Kamin Yachid. The lack of Kavachaim of a Kamin Tzibur like bias. Look at the Kav. Kamin Tzibur, you don't need a pasuk mishum kavachaim al kach mishum se misukim nam kamin tzibur the mizbechi mashal miyuchad li dahein atamid shu ikikala kabbanis. Why is Talmud Miyuchet, Rashi explains, Talmud is the Ikki Kala Kabonis. Okay.